From the internet, to your ears, this is RFD.
Alert, alert, alert. Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
It is the Stephen Roy Show. And I am he on the Stephen Roy Podcast, Stephen Roy. It is the 26th of October, the year of our Lord, 2024. You can stop talking like a puker. That's what they call it in radio when you have a fake voice. That's called a puker. That's the radio term. I don't know where that came from. Probably because you sound like... really weird. Anyway, it's great to be with you here on the podcast. We've got a little ranting to do. Hopefully not too much. We'll play some music. I haven't queued any up yet. So we'll wing it. Oh, believe me, there's plenty of music here. Ready to go, like this one and this one. Both good songs. Lots of good songs. I'll just drag those to the top here. Yeah, I know I'm a weirdo. You don't have to remind me. You don't. All right. Let's go ahead and start the rumble. I'm going to wing that too. You know, I think I told you this story before, but back when I used to do the Stephen Roy Show, if you've been listening to a long time, if you've been listening for a long time, like Lenny from Puerto Rico, well, then you remember the Stephen Roy Show. You know, I learned very early doing it in the studio that if you script everything, it's just not good. Nobody wants to hear a, you know, reading of articles. I'm not going to mention any names, but there's a guy that does local radio as a fill-in, and he just sits there and reads articles. It's so boring. Nobody wants to hear that. So I don't do that. When I do the podcast or the Rumble, I mean, I might have stuff on my X at Stephen Roy Radio. At Stephen Roy Radio is where you can join me. In fact, I'm queuing it up there. As always, I don't have it ready to go. Boop. Now it's ready to go. Had a lot of views last week. Let's see what it is right now. Had plenty of views last week of the shibbage on Rumble. Had about 20. That's good. I don't know if that's right, because 311 people clicked on the link from the X. So who knows if Rumble's right. But let's go ahead and do the Rumble. Give me a drink of Key Lime, this sparkling water I drink. It's like Sprite or 7-Up. But the sparkling water brand is Key Lime. They're like 89 cents a bottle. It's a liter. Sometimes it's on sale. 15 calories in a liter. That's not bad, right? A lot better than a Coke. I had Coke last night with dinner. All right, let me get ready instead of doing it during the Rumble. Here we go. Welcome to the Rumble for October 26, 2024. I am your host, Stephen Roy. And before you ask, yes, that is my real name. Let me take my headphones off here because I think it looks better without it. Yes, I'm a weirdo. We established that on the podcast, as you can see over here. That's the podcast. Seems like I have more podcast screen than usual, but that's okay. Well, unless you've been hiding under a rock, President Trump is winning in a landslide. It will be a landslide election. President Trump will win. However, let me emphasize this. All y'all must vote. I voted in the first day of early voting in Texas. Texas has almost 2 weeks of early voting. It's this week and next week. And I voted on the very first day. I can't brag about voting in early voting on the first day unless I do it. So I did it for the first time this year. There was a line.
It went all the way across the front of the grocery store, all the way across, well, all the way across this patio. They have a patio that covers like a corner of the building like this, across the back side, across the front side. And that was backed up, and then the line turned back around again. And at some point, it was out the door. So people are voting in this election. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for, President Trump. But I'm going to compare and contrast the two. What has the last 4 years accomplished? Can you say anything good about the last 4 years? Because I can't. It's been an absolutely poop show. An absolute crap show. With 100 million illegal aliens in this country, illegal aliens being flown. You know that 23 million illegal aliens have been flown in directly? Didn't even come across the southern non-border or the northern non-border. A lot of people are coming from the north. Tens of millions have been flown here directly. How sick is that? They could fly themselves. They could come on charter planes. Can you imagine being the pilot on a charter plane, knowing you're flying illegal aliens to Ohio, to Pennsylvania? Because make no mistake about it, the Tsarina's Kamal invasion bloodbath has been deliberately flying Haitians to Ohio. Remember the town in Ohio that's been overrun by Haitians, killing people? In Haiti, they eat people, okay? That's called cannibals. But in Ohio, they've been killing pets. They've been killing cats and dogs, sacrificing cats for voodoo. That's what they do. They do voodoo. Yes, they do. All right. Let's go to the... So, and every interview that Cacklin Cammy does, heck, she did one on the Communist Spews Network and was absolutely terrible. Terrible. So bad. Even Anderson Cooper was like, "You suck, lady." I mean, he didn't have to say it. You can see it in his face. You suck, Cammy. Cackle Cammy. That's all I hear when she talks. Makes me ill. Former Vatican ambassador to the United States calls Cackling Cammy an infernal monster who obeys Satan. Make no mistake about it. This election is good versus evil. It is. Okay? A Christian was at Cackling Cammy's rally with a couple hundred people, and there was a pause when she stopped reading her teleprompter. She even does town halls with teleprompters. That's how much Cammy sucks. She does town halls with teleprompters. There was teleprompters at the Beyonce concert. Someone posted, "Oh my gosh, this Harris Walsh rally is unlike anything I've ever seen." No, Gomer. It was a Beyonce concert. I don't want to see Wiki Beyonce. I don't. I wouldn't walk across the street to see her if it was free and I had front row tickets. No, I would not do it. I wouldn't do it if there was a meet and greet afterwards. I don't want to meet her. I would rather be kicked in the Netherlands repeatedly by Harrison Butker than sit in the front row of a Taylor Swift concert. I don't need to see Swiftie. If she had as many pee-pees coming out of her as she's had in her, she'd look like a porcupine. Speaking of which, when I talk about humping Harris, at least Brown's Willie is super proud. Oh, you think I'm being disgusting? How do you think she got her start in Skankafornia? Cacklin' Cammy was the mistress of Willie Brown, the most powerful politician in California. Yes, he was. He was the Speaker of House of the California Assembly. He was the most powerful politician in California. I think he was mayor of San Francisco, too, once or twice. Anyway, she was his mistress. He was married. She was his hoe. And because of which, he gave her a couple no-show jobs where she was paid over $100,000 per job to do nothing. Do you know that when she was Attorney General of Skankafornia, she never tried a case once? Rumor has it, she has never worked as a trial lawyer once. And then she has the nerve to say, "I've tried cartel members in Skankafornia." No, Cammy, you have not. There might have been an assistant district attorney or somebody that did it. It was not you. You did not try any cases. You were attorney general, a figurehead. That's what you were. Oh, but you managed to keep black prisoners in jail long past the end of their sentence. Well, I had to use them to fight fires. No, that's slavery, Cammy. When you keep them in jail past the end of their sentence so they can fight fires unpaid, that's called slavery. You are a slave owner, just like your Jamaican ancestors. No, you are not African American. You are Irish and Indian. Your own father said, yeah, I'm from Jamaica, but I'm Irish. I'm of Irish ancestry. That's not even black. Sorry, sweetie. You're brown, but you ain't black. Remember when Bribin said that? If you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Well, guess what, boys and girls? Black men are not voting for Cackling Cammy. I wonder why. You think maybe it's the removadictomies that they're doing to our children? They're providing genital mutilation to our children. Do you know that puberty blockers are the same chemicals they give to prisoners for chemical castration? I S you not. That's how sick they are. Sick. So, what do you think is going to happen if they try another massive fraud election in a week and 2 days? That's what it is. It's in a week and 2 days. Look, this is 2020. I mean, this is not 2020. This is 2024. This is not 2020. If you commit fraud election, people will see you. People will take pictures. They will videotape it, and guess what happens on X? It will go viral. James O'Keefe revealed that he has election workers, observers, and judges secretly recording everything you do during the 2024 election. Dear cheaters, don't cheat, and you won't have to worry about getting caught and going to the popo pokey. You will get the popo perp walk to the pokey if you're a criminal and you commit fraud. James O'Keefe busted Maricopa County. They have nothing in place to stop illegal ballot harvesting. What is ballot harvesting? It's actually legal in some states. In some states, you can go out and collect ballots, right? They may or may not have been signed by the senior citizen, and you bring it back to the ballot collection place. Well, in some states, that's illegal. In Arizona, it is illegal. Maricopa election training tapes emerge. Maricopa County election trainers admit poll workers cannot stop third-party ballot harvesting. It's not our job to police that. OMG, citizen journalists are on the inside recording Maricopa County election trainings. We are not any type of law enforcement, said Maricopa County election trainer Amy Bricker. When undercover O'Keefe Media Group at O'Keefe Media, that's the tweeter for O'Keefe Media Group. Journalists questioned how poll workers should respond to ballot harvesting during election training when asked if poll workers can call out illegal activity. Bricker stated, no, you cannot. During the training, one OMG citizen journalist raised questions. We had a couple instances during the primary where someone brought in a stack of ballots. My question is, are we allowed to say anything? Bricker's response was clear. As long as the ballot is signed and dated, we cannot get involved. Election trainers confirm that even if ballots are harvested illegally, if it's signed by the owners, it is valid, raising serious questions about the integrity of the voting process. Additionally, OMG citizen journalists discovered that the Department of Justice federal agents will be stationed inside polling centers across Maricopa County. Here's a news flash from your Uncle Steven. They will do nothing! When questioned why, Brooker responded they could be following up on a lawsuit or monitoring things for this election to make sure there is massive fraud election. What, they think we're stupid? Maricopa County responds, according to James O'Keefe, Maricopa County Director of Elections Director Jennifer Lewer responded to the training video, calling it unnecessary and disrespectful. Maricopa County elections has consistently been transparent in how they commit massive fraud election. That's not what it said. I made it up. But it's true. They don't give a rat's A if there's fraud. This is the one I was telling you for. Covered quite a few rallies from 1620 and 24 and never seen anything like this. I said, don't pretend. People are there to see Cackle and Cammy. They are not. They are there for the Beyonce concert, their brain surgeon. Wow, lost my place. Let me go back. Beep. Replies. Hit one wrong button and you will miss it. Okay. We'll start over again. Oh. When you have 5,752 followers as of right now, there is a lot of stuff that comes through. So, the lizard. Proud elephant asks, should Lizard Cheney go to prison for destroying January 6th evidence? I said, you think Christopher Rain Man is going to prosecute leftist pedos? Why do you think leftist idiots in Skankermano have decriminalized pedo criminality in Skankifornia? No, they're not going to prosecute leftist pedos. They're not. This is a later response to that. My response about Lizard being a criminal? I said abso-effing-lutely. The Lizard is a criminal. We know she purged documents proving 1-6 was an orchestrated false flag event. The Lizard needs to go to the... The Lizard needs the popo perp walk to the pokey. Why do you think leftists and rhino traders are freaking out about President Trump's return to the Slide House? They know the wrath of God will be upon them. That is why billionaire pedos are supporting Cackling Cammy, like Marky Cuban. They're supporting Cammy because they know if President Trump returns to his rightful place after winning his third election, he will prosecute pedos. Pedos are not going to get away with it anymore. In Skankermento, they have decriminalized pedophilia. Pedos are getting away with it in Skankifornia. You know what they ruled? They did two things. They changed pedophilia from a felony to a misdemeanor. You know what a misdemeanor is? That's like a traffic ticket. Secondly, if the child that you're molesting is 10 years or less younger than you, it's legal. So, if I'm 27 and it's a 17-year-old and I'm molesting him, it's legal. It's not rape. It's not statutory rape. It's not molestation. So let's see. If I'm 17 and the child is 7, it's legal. Can you believe that, S? Makes you want to vomit. Guess I'm dehydrated from working in the yard. It wasn't even hot this morning. It's a beautiful day. Absolutely beautiful day. All right, let's go back. Bell Ann said about Lizard, she needs a mental institution. Sadly, she has the worst case of TDS ever. That's Trump derangement syndrome. Lizard has the worst case of Trump derangement syndrome ever, and it's such a severe case, it cannot be cured. Can't you see Lizzie wake up in the middle of the night thinking she was finally handcuffed? Oh, that she finally handcuffed President Trump and sending him through a perp walk. And then she watches him break away and fly off as she watches his Superman cape flow in the wind. That's great. That is awesome, Bellan. Yep. So let's not read any more of these called. Did you hear that Israel has finally retaliated properly to Iranistan, bombing several military targets inside Iranistan? And I think it's awesome. This happened because of the terrible policies of the Kamal invasion bloodbath. That's right. Your Tsarina, Cackling Cammy, is murdering and raping and murdering women and children by inviting in illegal aliens. Do you realize they're giving hundreds of millions of dollars to non-government organizations or NGOs throughout Central and South America to facilitate the movement of illegal aliens to the United States? That's right. I can't confirm it, but there are rumors that they are holding tens of thousands of illegal aliens south of the southern non-border until after the fraud election. Then you know what's going to happen? They're going to storm the southern non-border because they know once President Trump is inaugurated, the gates will be closed. So I would anticipate a World War Z style invasion of illegal aliens after next week's election. Yes. Mm-hmm. So there are pedo accusations against Marky Cuban. They're so preposterous that Matt thought they were fake. Now multiple credible sources appear to be confirming the validity that he is a pedo. Mm-hmm. I'm scanning through responses and I shouldn't be right in the middle of this shivage. So there you go. There's so much funny stuff, and I clicked on the wrong thing again, and now I'm seeing stuff live coming through. And it is hilarious. Hilarious. If you want to see all that kind of stuff, then all you got to do is follow me on the X at Stephen Roy Radio. Mm-hmm. Okay, riddle me this. How do you explain the disparity in our looks by age when at 76, Killary is only 6 years older than her? Killary is a multi-millionaire with every possible advantage and unlimited resources in science and medicine. I'm not a millionaire. I do not have unlimited resources at my disposal. And yet, Dr. Jane Ruby is beautiful. And Killary is not. She's not. She looks terrible. And I said, this is the result of a demonic possession. When you are so consumed with evil, it affects your looks. It does. It eats you up inside. I said, may God have mercy on Killary's evil soul. And then I showed a picture. Yep. And Steve said, you don't have all that hate bottled up inside you. It's true. Killary is being eaten alive. Here's a picture of her walking on the beach. Wow, that looks so bad. Is this Kill Bill 2? Yes, it's Kill Bill 2. He doesn't look good for his age. He does not. You know that Kill Bill and Sammy Hagar are the same age? Sammy looks great for being in his 70s, for being a rock star, for probably partying his A off for most of his life, and he looks good. And Kill Bill, have you seen him on the campaign trail? Well, maybe Lakin Riley wouldn't have died if that illegal alien had been vetted properly. Wow! Thank you for the ad there, Kill Bill. That's an ad for President Trump because the Kamal invasion bloodbath is raping and murdering women and children. Hundreds of thousands. Dare I say a million in 4 years? Have been murdered by fentanyl coming across the southern non-border to deliberately kill every man, woman, and child in the United States of America. Now, when you have the gates welded wide open, when you're allowing fentanyl to come in 1,000 times the amount that would be required to kill every man, woman, and child in the United States, then you can't help believe it's intentional. Now, I thought the replacement theory was crazy talk when I first heard that. Oh, come on. They want to replace every man, woman, and child. 100 million illegal aliens is enough to replace many, many, many American men, women, and children. And then people say to me, David, there's no way. There's 100,000 illegal aliens. Yes, they're illegal aliens. They're not migrants. They're illegal aliens. They're not just migrating. I'm just migrating. Ha ha ha. No, you're not just migrating. You're here to destroy the United States of America. And guess what? African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, Jews, Christians have figured it out. Let me give you one group that's figured it out. In the 2020 election, there was approximately 50,000 Amish registered to vote. Guess what, boys and children, boys and girls, children. Guess what, boys and girls and children? Over 200,000 Amish are registered to vote in Pennsylvania. Who do you think they're going to vote for? Do you think they're going to vote for Christian haters? Now, I started to tell you the story. This dude was at a Cackle and Cammy rally with a couple hundred people. There was an awkward pause when she stopped reading the teleprompter. And he said, Jesus is Lord. And she said, sir, you're at the wrong alley. You need to go to the one down the street. So, Cackle and Cammy admits she hates Christians and Jews. She's an anti-Semite Christian hater. So guess what, Cammy? You need to go. This country was founded in Judeo-Christian principles. And our forefathers, this country was founded, the founding of the United States of America, for religious freedom. It don't matter if you face East of Mecca 5 times a day. It don't matter if you worship a rock. I don't care. You have the freedom to do it. Do you know I was a registered libertarian in Skankafornia? I left the Republican Party in 2012. And I re-registered libertarian. And that was because I was sick of the Republican Party intentionally blowing elections. They blew it with John McShane in 2008. They blew it with Mittens in 2012. Intentionally. Can you imagine intentionally losing elections? When Mittens did his first debate for the 2012 election, guess what? He just destroyed Bathhouse Berry. Destroyed him. And then they told him, you can't be mean like that. They told McShane, you can't call him Barack Hussein Obama Jr. You can't do that. Well, guess what? Both candidates were terrible, terrible. That's why President Trump won in 2016. And what did he say? Let's build the wall. And what did Dementia Joe do? He stopped construction of the wall. I saw bribing on TV yesterday. Is there something less than mute? Can I change the channel? Oh my gosh.
Let me put these glasses on. I can't see the teleprompter.
Oh my gosh. And you think Cackle and Cammy is better? Now leftist idiots are freaking out because Cackle and Cammy is going to lose by a landslide. But still, yes, let's make it too big to rig. You've got to vote. You must vote. I voted. You must vote. All right, let's scroll down. Raise your hand if you believe absolutely nothing the government and mainstream media tells you. I put up about 7 hands. I typed in 7 raised hands because guess what? I don't believe anything that the media tells me. Gitmo asks, do you have a Karen living in your neighborhood? I said, don't have that problem in my neighborhood. If we did... F-A-F-O. Do you know what that means? We don't mess around in West Texas. I got him, you know what's going to happen? Let me tell you what's going to happen. And it's starting now. Black Liberals Matter and Antifa are already planning riots after President Trump wins on Election Day. Yes, I s you not. They're already planning riots on Election Day because it's going to be a landslide for President Trump. Now, I predict there's going to be a riot either way on Election Day. If there's massive fraud election for Cackle and Cammy, there still will be a riot, but it's going to be more. Now, I have a message for Black Liberals Matter and Antifa. Why don't you come to West Texas? Come on. Come on to West Texas. Come and take it. That's my message to you. Come and take it, because you will not win. It will be a wake-up call for anyone that tries another stupid invasion in West Texas. I thank God every day. Maybe not every day. I thank God every day I live in West Texas. I thank God, though, for Governor Greg Abbott. Because do you know of any other governor that's doing more for the border? There was once a governor in Arizona, Stan, that put containers up for a wall. And then when the federal government said, you got to stop that. Okay. And he took it down. And then the Hobbit, she's like a key. She's about as worthless as a key fob, isn't she? So maybe she is a Fobbit. The Hobbit in Arizona, Stan, who won by massive fraud election. Yes, she won by massive fraud election, is doing nothing to stop illegal aliens from invading Arizona, Stan. And it's very sad. So let's talk about pedos for 1 second, as we only have 2 minutes left in today's Rumble. Wiggy O and her private jet was at the Epstein Island 11 times. What was Wiggy O doing at Pedophile Island 11 times? Guess who else went there? Kill Bill and Killary. Yes, they did. I told the story this week, and I'll tell it now. When I was in South Carolina, I went to church with this very wealthy family, very nice people. You wouldn't know they had any money, but they did. And they said their family in Little Rock knew, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that Kill Bill and Killary had an arrangement. Kill Bill could sleep with anyone he wanted, as long as he was discreet. And Killary was bisexual. That was the common theme in Little Rock. Everybody knew it in the 90s, everybody. Now, when Huma Abedin was Killary's aide during the 2016 election, Killary and Huma shared a room. Yes, they did. What do you think they did? What do you think they did sharing a room? Huma said when she met Killary, oh my God, she's so little. She's so cute. And I quote, a lot of good things are happening in Pennsylvania. More Republicans are registered than ever. A lot of states have been flipped, like North Carolina, like Georgia, like Pennsylvania. There's now more registered Republicans than there are Democrats, and that's a good thing. And many, 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 many Democrats are voting for President Trump. But most importantly of all, you must vote. Now, if you haven't seen this at a rally, I just laugh my A off when I see President Trump dance. I think it is so great. So great. Be real. That's why people love him, because he's real. And I saw a funny joke this week that I don't have time to share, but it was great. It said something like this. President Trump will be our second black president. And you know why? Here's why. He's got children from three different women. He worked at McDonald's, and he's been shot at several times. So he must be a black man. Now that's funny. If you don't think that's funny, you're a racist. It's a stereotype. Yes, I understand. But it is funny. That's going to do it for me on the Rumble for this week. Thank you so much for watching. We'll see you next week. And you must vote. Be sure you vote if you can vote in early voting. Or vote on Election Day. You must vote. And vote for this man, President Trump. So thanks for watching. Have a great week, a great day, a great evening. Yes. Now you have to. That's it for the rumble. We will continue as I drop my tripod. I'll get that when I start playing music.
So let's play some good music for you. Now I've got a couple songs queued up here. Let me scroll down and see if there's anything better. Oh, that's a good song. Let's play that one first. I've got lots of fun music queued. In fact, it's been playing music since we started the show. So let's turn this knob up. And that's a fun song, but let's not play that one. Told you I had a lot of music queued up, but it's got to be, I want to play something else first. I want to say, I want to pray. Huh. Let's play this Chicago song. Because I know I've heard it 800,000 times, but I don't even remember. I don't remember it. I don't. Oh, yeah. Okay, let's play this one. Let's play this one to start the music. Because it's fun. Because you can come and take it. Come on. Come on. Come and take it. Take on me. Aha. On the Stephen Roy Show. We'll be right back.
Oh my God, RFD!
hell blinded me with sight.
Radio was never like this. This is RFD.
the grave robber. Pick me up from that rock bottom. Wash my soul in that holy water. Brought me back to life. Oh, I got stolen by the grave robber. Pick me up from that rock bottom. Wash my soul in that holy water. Brought me back to life. One more soul, blow the way. One more sinner, been saved by grace.
Neon lights and stained glass windows, home bar stools and back row pews. I ran to one more than the other, but I couldn't outrun you. Trying to fill up all the empty, trying to numb the pain inside. Thinking you'd never forgive me for all those Saturday nights. But thank God for Sunday morning. Thank God for 316. And the words it read that say you bled and gave your life for me. Thank God for the choir singing. Like mine, it's what you do. Yeah, somehow you bring dead things back to life. And it might look like it's over, as a stone over a grave. But I've seen you move, I'm living proof. You still roll stones away. Thank God for Sunday morning. Thank God for 316. And the words in red. Window feels like freedom on my face. It really is a new beginning. It really is amazing grace. Thank God for Sunday morning. Thank God for 316.
RIAA, bite me.
Denied!
From the internet.
From the internet.
To your ears, this is RFD.
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Well, the landslide brought me down.
Le who? The her.
I ledge of a plegiance of to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republican for which in my hands with puberty and nachos, nacho for all.
Go!
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name I wanted? You're offering me a bribe.
What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
I'm just jerking your chin. I'll juice you up.
I am Cornholio.
I am your in-house cable guy, Stephen Roy. Cable guy for over 30 years, if you want to be accurate. It is hour number two of the Stephen Roy podcast. You know what that means. That's less Stephen, more tunage for your listening pleasure or displeasure. I hope it's pleasure. My Rumble has been uploaded. I just got a click a couple buttons and it is uploaded. Check that out on rumble.com. I'm at Stephen Roy Radio, just like X at Stephen Roy Radio. Let's start with Mandisa. If the interwebs let me play her, I need to record her. Love this song. I don't think I've recorded it or downloaded it, but it is good. And Mandisa is most famous for Overcomer. Great song. I'm going to play it for you now. I was like bummed the other day because traffic sucked. Then I heard this song and I felt way better. I want you to be an overcomer. You can do anything if you set your mind, set your heart to it, pray for it. Good things will happen for you. Come on, Internet.
People drive by, T-Mac on the radio. Got so much on your mind, nothing's really going right. Looking for a ray of hope. Whatever it is you may be going through, I know it's not gonna let it get the best of you. You're an overcomer.
5 words you pronounce wrong. 2 years before your brain starts shutting down.
Well, I thought that I had seen most everything. And if Jade was a people, I'd be the king. So cold to what a brand new day could bring. So icy cold to all the wonder that should be moving me. Catch up you. You got me on the edge. You got me on the edge of my seat. I can feel it rushing over me. I can feel it rushing over me. You got me on the edge. I am on the edge of my seat. I can feel it rushing over me. I can feel it rushing over me. Lost all my worries. Feels like Christmas came early. Yeah, I can stay here day and night.
God, RFD.
It wasn't where I thought we'd meet, outside of a dorm room on Franklin Street, with tears in my eyes in the driver's seat. That's just the place God came for me. It was a still small voice on a Tuesday night, like you were right there with me on the passenger side. You turned that car into a mountaintop. Oh, I met Jesus in a parking lot. Called out in love to this wayward thought we'd meet outside of a dorm room on Franklin Street. It was a still small voice on a Tuesday night, like you were right there with me on the passenger side.
Spirit of meekness and a spirit of Christ-like love. There's chaos and calamity in the world, and there's so much hurt and distrust. When police are killed, we need to say something. When black boys are killed, we need to say something. And when we don't say something, we're saying something. We have the spirit of redemption when we speak. At our concerts and our churches, I beg of you, let's ask the people that we are accountable to stand in front of to pray with us for healing.
We are.
Woke up today, another headline, another innocent life is taken in the name of hatred. So hard to take. And if we think that it's all good, then we're mistaken. 'Cause my heart is breaking.
Tell it decent.
Are you left? Are you right? Pointing fingers, taking sides. When are we gonna realize
we are? Tell me why we're divided. If we're gonna fall,
families will come together right now and seek your face. You will forgive our sins and you'll heal our incredible land. In the name of the only Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Mandisa on the Stephen Roy Show. That's Mandisa and Toby Mac. We all believe the same. And you know what? That's exactly right. You know, back when I was in high school, I used to do cross-age teaching. It was called cross-age teaching. And I taught PE to kids. And I'll never forget this one little girl. Her name was Karen. And she was like ostracized by the other children because she wasn't athletic. Right? She had low self-esteem. And we were taught in cross-age teaching to give positive reinforcement. So when Karen would go to kick the ball, if she missed, I'd say, hey, nice try. You can do it. And I worked with her, and I worked with her, and I worked with her that entire year. And guess what? By the time that year was over, she had little friends. I probably changed her entire life. And when kids would say, oh, something about that black boy over there, I go, hey, if I cut your finger, what color is the blood? He'd say black. He'd say red. If I cut that black boy's finger, what color is his blood? Red. We all bleed the same. We are all exactly the same in the eyes of God. And that is the truth. Well, that's going to do it for me on today's show. I know, yes, there's 40 minutes left, but that's okay. You don't want to hear me all the time. Mandisa is awesome. May God rest her soul. Died super young, like in her 40s. So sad. But got more good music to play for you. I saw Crowder with Toby Mac at the USA Arena. That's where Texas Tech basketball plays. And let me tell you something. Crowder stole the show. Now, Toby Mac's touring again next year. This guy just turned 60. I wished him happy birthday on the X at Stephen Roy Radio. 60 years old. Still touring. 50 shows a year. 50 shows a year. Can you imagine? I hope I'm 58. I hope I have that much energy in 2 years. So I saw Crowder with Toby Mac, and I had never even heard Crowder before. And I love their music. So you have a great day, a great evening, and a great week. Yes. Now you have to. Here's Forgiven from Crowder on the Stephen Roy Podcast.
I'm the one who held the nail. It was cold between my fingertips. I've hidden in the garden. I've denied you with my very lips. God, I fall down to my knees with a hammer in my hand. You look at me, arms open.
Forgiven, forgiven. could have been 6 feet under. I could have been lost forever. Yeah, I should be in that fire, but now there's fire inside of me. Here I am, a dead man walking. No grave gonna hold God's people. All the weight of all our evil lifted away, forever free. Who could believe? Who could believe? Forgiven, forgiven. You love me even when I don't deserve.
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
Good God Almighty, I hope you'll find me praising your name no matter what comes. I can't count
out, but the times I've called your name from broken night, and you showed up and patched me up like you do every time. I get amnesia, I forget that you keep coming around. Yeah, ain't no way you ever let me down. Good God Almighty, I hope you find me praising your name no matter what comes, cause I know where I'd be without your mercy. So I keep praising your name at the top of my lungs. Tell me, is he good?
He's good.
Tell me, is he
God?
You say your love goes on forever, that your mercy never stops. So why would I assume you'll be somebody that you're not? Like sun in the morning, I know you're gonna be there every day. So what on earth could make me be afraid? Good God.
just wanna speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. The name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus.
Often touched by grace, the eyes that hold the promise of perfection will find the flaw that no one can erase.
I fail to hide my stare. She will not raise her hand to indecision. She will not ever bend to show her care. Things she said every other day's the promise. Things she said would leave me wanting. Run to her then, run from other things she said. Broke me down and left me shattered. Hard as diamonds, it does not matter. Won't remember the things she said.
Today I saw her face in all the papers. Smile too empty out a lion cage. But notes that might remind her what that smile is for. I scribbled on a long forgotten page.
Things she said. Every other day's no promise. Things she said would leave me wanting. Run to her then, run from other things she said. All the things she said. Broke me down and left me shattered. Hard as diamonds, it does not matter. Won't remember the things she said.
But shoot it in the right direction.
Blinded me with something.